have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. Thank you so much for being with me. It is Tuesday again. Lord knows where time is going and why so fast. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And I have a brand new biblical question. A brand new biblical question. And it is a doozy. A doozy. A mamma mia, hola, gracias. IDO, dudes in question. Brand new biblical question is, what's going on earth? What's going on earth? What's going on? Do you ever ask that question? Especially with those who are now working on themselves. Most people not, because most people are not working themselves. They're not paying attention. But for those who are sick of their hell on earth, right? Don't you ask, wonder, what's going on? What's going on earth? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're busy, and I understand some people are busy early in the morning, in the evening, it all depends on where you are, because we're heard around the world by everybody and Bay Mama. Everybody and Bay Mama. But if you're black, everybody and their mama. We're heard around the world, so different time zones. So if you're busy doing whatever you're doing, land up at the beach, making sweet potato pies or candy yams or collard greens or whatever, or over at the Democratic Convention, protesting or pretending you are happy about Kamala Harris, whatever, you could be listening to the show. Yeah, whether you're getting a free abortion over at the Democratic Convention or vasectomy at the convention, it's free. You know the devil's busy, huh? Well, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com slash JLPTalk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. So, it is Tuesday. There's a line open if you want to jump in there at 888-7753-773. It is Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday.
All my thoughts, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making homes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. Amazing. Hassan's Dark. That's an amazing song from Pete out of
Alaska.
Alaska. Thank you, Pete. What an amazing song. What an amazing song. 888-7753-773. I think I'll go to Mary Ann, a first-time caller out of Pennsylvania. Mary Ann, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I've found you at the perfect time in my life, because everything's just sort of come to a head, and I was contemplating leaving my husband, but then I was, I've been binge listening to your show for like a week, and working on myself. I forgave my mother and my father, and I've been doing the silent prayer. But what I'm at now is I'm concerned about, well, he's in his hell. He loves his hell. And I'm concerned about how his hell is affecting him and the children. Because I want to be the best, you know, I want to do my duty as a mother. And I didn't know, because he's got some very strange behaviors just come up recently. He threw away all our stuff, and we've been living in the hotels for 4 months. He's a mama's boy. He doesn't like working. He wants, well, I mean, there's so many millions of things, but one of the main things is sort of an OCD thing he's got now, where he thinks everything is contaminated with chemicals that he encountered at a yard a couple of years ago, and he thinks that it's transferred into all of our clothes, and his mouth burns, and he's very angry, basically, is what I'm saying. Very angry, acting very strangely for the, you know, as an example to the kids is what I'm concerned about. How do I navigate that?
And what is,
I mean, I'm observing him. I'm observing his issues. I'm not letting them affect me emotionally anymore. I'm not angry about it anymore. I'm gotten really good at just letting them go.
How old are the kids?
There are 5 and 2 boys.
And what is he doing to them that you're concerned about?
Well, okay, so up till this point, I've been going with the general consensus that they model the behavior of the father, you know? And he's very angry and short-tempered. And I was afraid that he was maybe giving them anxiety and that they'd they might grow up with some sort of OCD problem, behavioral problems, the worldly idea is that sort of thing could happen and that these are not good behaviors to have, I guess.
And so what is he doing to the kids that you're concerned about?
Nothing. Well, he's a bit rough with them, but, not that rough. Nothing really, I guess. Not directly.
So if nothing is happening, why are you concerned about that?
There. Okay, yeah, you're right, I guess.
No, that was a question.
You're right. Okay, well, I was concerned because, he used to be so close with my oldest one, and my oldest one used to just... And now he doesn't want to talk to him anymore, my youngest, but that's probably my fault, isn't it? That's probably something to... Do with how I've been.
Well, why are you concerned about he and his children if nothing is going on?
Well, I don't know. I guess I want him to be normal and I want him to be working on himself so that they can have an example of how to work on themselves.
And what is normal?
Well, just not angry, peaceful.
And so what is normal?
I don't know. So, I mean, these days, I guess angry is normal.
And so, so far, he's doing nothing to hurt the kids. So far, he's concerned about, I guess, this thing he got involved in. What is he doing wrong that making you so concerned?
Well, we don't have... sorry. We don't have any possessions. We don't have a car. It's gone to the point now. I mean, he says he's looking for a place to live.
Have you ever had a car?
Yes.
And yes. So you guys had an apartment at one time?
We had a home.
You had a house. You had a house.
Yeah.
And what happened to the house?
He sold it because the neighbors were bothering him. Said that they were watching him, and he just doesn't like to be around other people at all. And,
oh, okay.
This is,
How long have you been married?
This is 10, 12 years.
Oh, okay. And so,
I lived with him before that. It's all my fault. Yes. I really picked a...
And so what are you doing wrong?
Me? Currently, since I started listening to your show, nothing.
What were you doing wrong before that?
Oh, let me see. Well, I argue with him because I believe that this contaminant is in his imagination. I think he's... Physical ailments are from something else. I think they're from some medication he was on. And it was so frustrating to hear him describe reality it's impossible what he was describing. The possibility of what had happened, it was impossible.
And
it made me angry.
And so what are you doing wrong?
Right now, I don't know. I mean, a week ago, I would have said, I'm letting my children witness this. I'm not protecting. I mean, that's what his mother-in-law says. I don't know. I'm very confused right now.
And so you haven't, you haven't done anything wrong?
Yeah, I'm sure I have. I'm just trying to. I was arguing with him. I'd argue with him. I'd get mad.
So why is it so easy to name off everything that he's done wrong, but you can't think of one thing you've done wrong?
No, I've done millions of things wrong in the past.
Like what?
I lie to him sometimes, often. I left him a couple of times just for a few weeks at a time. I ended up coming back because, well, he talked me into it, but other than that, I mean, I try to be obedient to him. I want that. I want that life. I really do. But, you know, he's, the only time he was really ever very nice to me was when I was working. And I see now why that is. It's amazing. Like,
you say you were never nice to him?
He was never, well, sorry, I'm trying to get back onto him again. Sorry.
Yeah, you go, it's so easy to go back to him, but we're not dealing with you.
No, I know. I haven't even been thinking about myself. I've just been focused on him. He's been my prime focus for years.
And why have you been so judgmental of him, but not of yourself?
Well, since you told me, suggested that I forgive my father, it's very obvious that it was my resentment toward him because he didn't save me from my mother.
You, when you went and forgave your mother, what did she say?
She's passed away. I was not able to. She would have, I imagine, been okay with it, but she had schizophrenia. And
so you grew up
with
an
alcoholic.
You grew up with an insane mother?
Yes.
And how about your father? What did he say when you went to him?
He said, oh, you know, he was pretty, kind of a hippie. He kind of got where I was coming from.
Okay.
I told him, you know, yeah, he's very understanding.
And so your question for me is what?
I guess my question was, what are my duties as a mother? You know, what constitutes hurt towards children exactly? Physical? I mean, I just want to, I want them to grow up. Is it enough for me to be working on myself? For them to have that example?
No. You have to be working on yourself so that you can overcome your hell that you're living in. And you can't work on yourself for anyone else or any other motivation than to overcome your abnormal state of being. And when you work on you, then your world will be fine. And then kids will see that and their world will be fine.
Okay.
They will see, instead of the darkness in you, they will see the light. But you got to take your eyes off your husband. You're very judgmental of your husband.
That's true. You're right. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Why haven't you taken your eyes off your husband and just worked on you? Because you're responsible for you and no one else is. Your husband or no one is responsible for you but you. Why haven't you done that already?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have a good answer for that.
And then what does it feel like when you know that you're giving him hell too, while pretending that you're not?
Oh, it does not feel good.
And why don't you? I'm sorry?
It does not feel good. It does not feel good.
And so why don't you stop giving him hell, your husband?
I'm trying. I mean, I will. I will, absolutely.
And how are you trying if your eyes are just on him? Because you named a bucket load of things that were wrong with him, and you named nothing that was wrong with you, knowing that you're secretly giving him hell that is adding to his insanity to drive him crazy.
Yeah, you're right.
To drive him crazy.
I am very disorganized.
To drive him crazy.
Yeah, you're right. He says that, too. He says I drive him crazy. I'm disorganized. I'm messy. These are things that don't help him.
You're more than
I don't believe in what he's experiencing, so I can't. I'm not really good at following the OCD directions, like what should be washed and what shouldn't be touching other things. That does probably not help him. So, okay, I have to be on board
you
to
have
an extent with what he's going through.
No, you have to stop. You have to work on you. You can't work on him. You work on you so you can stop adding to his insanity. Whatever his problems are, those are his problems. He got to work on those. They're not your problem. They're his. But you're adding to his problem by driving him crazy while you pretend that you care.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yes.
But
okay.
Why didn't you say that when we first started speaking?
I didn't. I don't know. It's early. I haven't finished my coffee, but I was very eager to talk to you. But yeah, that is true. Now it's coming. It makes sense now. But I actually think about myself. And just, he's been totally. I didn't realize how much how focused I've been on him, as this like blaming him for the source of all my misery. It's true. Not the case. I'm a pain in the butt.
How has he been dealing with your insanity?
That's probably why he's angry a lot of the time.
How has he been reacting to it? How has he been dealing with your insanity?
Just being mad, yelling at me, mostly.
And why don't you stop?
This is a lot of behavioral problem that I have. I think it would probably be more, you know, now that I'm trying to be more present, that could help a lot. I got to work on that some more.
Well, that's the only thing that's going to save you from
listening.
That's the only thing that's going to save you from your misery is that you got to be present so you can overcome.
Yeah.
You can overcome you.
Yeah, and I think that would give him some peace too, because I wouldn't be.
Well, whether if you
miss, probably
no, if you overcome you, it's not going to give him any peace at all. The only thing that's going to give him peace is that he has to overcome his misery.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I do see it. I see it now. Okay. So I don't have to worry too much about the kids, but I should all be together.
What good would it do you to worry about the kids?
You're right.
No, that was a question.
Well, normally I would say worrying about them means I left them.
Worry,
but that's not true, is it?
You said worry mean what?
Worrying about them means that I care.
Care about what?
No, the children.
But worry is darkness pretending to be the light. And making you think that you can fix the problem, and you're not. No one that is worrying is in the light. They're in the darkness calling it the light. Worry is evil.
Yes. That's what you've been saying. I've been trying to.
So why do you call worry love them?
You're right. It's not. I don't know.
No, that was a question. Why do you call worrying love? You said I love them. Why are you calling that love when it's evil and it's hate?
I guess because I don't know. You think, you know, you want their best outcome for them. You want them to have a good life. And when things don't appear to be going in that direction, worry.
Right.
You know, and if I didn't love them, I wouldn't care.
No.
What they were going through.
If you love them, you wouldn't worry. You don't care at all. It's just an ego thrill to tell yourself that you care and to act out and pretend that you care and to say that you worry because I love them. It is all darkness. It's none of that is true.
Oh, gosh. It's just amazing. It's amazing. I've been working on this for so long, and you're so precise. You just slice right through all the BS. It's amazing. Thank you.
So you say your husband get upset because you don't clean the house and stuff, things like that?
It's like weird little things. Like I don't do it the way he likes.
Do you work?
The way. No.
You don't work, but, so why don't you clean the house?
No, I do. Yeah, I know. I'm terrible. I'm a slob.
No, that was a question.
There's a thing that's not bad about me.
Why don't you? I'm trying to understand. Why don't you clean the house?
Mostly it's the entertaining the children.
So you don't clean the house because you're entertaining the children? Well, that doesn't make sense.
No. I don't know. I feel like I do clean it, but it never looks clean because I keep cleaning and it's just like a constant fight.
So do you clean the house or don't you clean the house?
I clean it and then it immediately becomes dirty. But it's not even, it's more like things like I leave. I can't even think of it. It surprises me, honestly, the things he thinks of to be angry about. They're always something different.
But, I see. Why have you stayed with a man for so long that you're so miserable with?
Oh, I don't know, Jesse. I don't know.
I don't know why.
I loved my hill.
Yeah, the two demons love one another.
Yeah.
You love making him miserable, and he loved making you miserable. Mm. And that's why you guys have stayed together.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Before I got into
Because if you gotta leave one another, you gotta find somebody else to make miserable.
I know, yeah.
The devil lives off making other people miserable because the devil is evil spirits are miserable spirits. They're unhappy, they're lonely, they're angry, they're vicious, they're nasty. But they need to make other people that way so that they can feel good about being that way. And that's what you and your husband are doing to one another.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have stayed. That's why you're gone back, because you love making him miserable.
Oh, gosh. I would never have even imagined that was the case, but you're right. That's crazy.
So here's what I recommend. Is that forgive your husband, meaning don't be angry at him. He has his own problem, whatever they are, and you just work on you. Keep your eyes on. It doesn't mean you don't speak up when you need to. You speak up when you need to, but take your eyes off of him and see the hell and what's going on in you so that the Father God can show you what to do, whether to stay or to go or whatever.
Okay.
He will work this whole thing out for you because right now you're so deep in darkness you can't see your way out.
So true. It's so true. Very confusing. I've been in a fog. No idea what to do.
Right.
But, the silent prayer is awesome.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yes. Yes.
And during the day sometimes when you get caught up in your head, bring your mind back to your body. Your body is present, but your thoughts, your mind can be in the past or the future thinking about what has happened, what's going to happen, what you're going to do, or blah, blah, blah.
So
just slightly bring your mind back to your body. That's where eternal life is. And the Spirit of the Father will work on you, and he will work out your situation. You will see whether to go or to stay or how to deal with your husband and the kids, yourself, and everything.
Wow. Okay. So, that'll be clear at some point.
It will be made clear, but you got to stay working on you. And don't argue with your husband. No more arguing. Cut out the argument and don't argue with the devil anymore. Inside of you or outside of you, inside of us. Can you hold on a minute, Marianne?
Yes, sir.
Hold on, let me take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man. Did you catch Punchin' TV yesterday at 2 p.m. Pacific time? It was amazing. And if you didn't, you can podcast Punchin' TV on YouTube and Punchin.tv. Check it out. And don't forget, and I'm going to get to your super chats here in a minute, but don't forget that you can, for personal shout-outs, birthday shout-out, wedding shout-out, appreciation shout-out, congratulations shout-out. Did I say birthday? Whatever the shout-outs are, I would do them for you. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, for personal shout outs, and I do them myself. And one other quick thing, yes, we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. You may only need one session, two at best, but some people even like follow ups, and they know that they're welcome to do that. But if you're ready to overcome, one and two session is all you're going to need if that's what you want, right? I counsel myself, individual and family counseling, by phone, Skype, or FaceTime around the world. Around the world. So for counseling, go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com. Or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND for counseling. And be patient. It is really booked. But sometimes people cancel at the last minute or reschedule. We'll let you know. The next in line will get to you if he's not able to set an appointment right away for you. And some people get irritated. I want counseling. And I want it now. And blah, blah, blah. Be patient. Patient is the key. So be patient, all right? We do have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. And we counsel with people, men and women, all around the world, families. RebuildingTheMan.com or 800-411-BOND. Let me go quickly back to Marianne. Marianne, any questions about anything?
No, I don't think I can think of any other questions right now, but I'm sure I might have to book a counseling session.
Okay. And Marianne, you got to stop arguing with your husband or anyone. Lay your weapon down and let the spirit of truth fight your battle for you.
That sounds wonderful. Is it that easy? Is it really that easy?
And what do you mean by that easy?
Oh, it just sounds I don't know what this sounds like. I also had this thing, you know, where I think I have to be, when you have to fight, you have to really put in, I don't know. Not fighting is great. I love not fighting.
But,
thank you.
And so why do you fight?
I don't know. I don't know. It just comes out of me. It's the devil in me, I guess.
And have you noticed that fighting doesn't solve anything? It just makes it worse?
Yes.
Have you really seen that?
Lately. I've really noticed it lately.
But
it's a reaction. It's like an emotional reaction.
Those are evil spirits that want you to fight, because that's how they stay alive. They get life because they dwell in you. They get life from making you fight with yourself, with them, and with others. The more misery they can bring upon you, the more life they get in their mind. They think they're getting life, but they're not.
It's so refreshing, and it's so true. And nobody, you know, no psychologist will tell you that. Nobody else.
Yeah, they don't want you to
know. They want you to feed it.
Yeah, absolutely. They don't want you to know, because the psychiatrist, especially educated one, they love their hell, and they don't want you to know you're in hell. They want you to stay in hell so you need them. And if you notice, evil people cry out to evil people to save them, either to the government or to the psychiatrist or to the social service or whatever. Evil people cried out to evil, or preachers or whatever. Evil people cried out to evil people to save them.
Wow, when you see it that way, it's very illuminating. It's true. Thank you.
So you're welcome. Just stay with the silent prayer. No more arguing with your husband. If you want to argue, let him argue by himself. And if you need to speak up about anything, speak up, but don't argue. And just be quiet. Be still so that you can overcome your misery.
Yeah.
The spirits that made a home in you.
Yes. Yes, it does. Okay. Thank you so much, Jesse. God bless you.
I wish you well, Marianne.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Call me again.
I will.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Before I go back to the phone, and I will get to all of your calls, but we're going to try to get in as many as possible. Some of you are aware that yesterday the Democratic National Convention started. It's the beginning of it for this week. And according to Fox, President Biden delivered his highly anticipated address to the Democratic National Convention late Monday night, and touched on subjects including strong criticism of former President Trump, and the conflict between Israel and the Hamas terrorist organization in control of Gaza. I want you to hear this from Biden criticizing Trump and why he ran for president. Watch this.
When Donald Trump said, and I quote, "There are very fine people on both sides. My God." That's what he said. That is what he said and what he meant. That's what I realized. Had to listen to the admonition of my dead son. I could not stay in the sidelines. So I ran. Because I had no intention of running again. I just lost.
Amazing. How long are you going to use that lie? Amazing, huh? He lost the race because he can't run. What the? So the lights are on, but nobody's home, it seems. It is so interesting to me now. This is from the Washington Post. And Biden must have spoken, I think I did hear this, I'm not sure. Allegedly, he spoke like late last night. Well, like midnight or something, or near midnight. The ones that are running the Democratic whole thing right now, Obama and all those guys, they had Biden on late last night, and they know Biden can't stay up past 9 p.m. What? No, they want to make sure no one heard him. Or if he slipped up, no one would see it. It's amazing how they're treating Biden. Human nature is evil, huh? And human nature want power. That's why people argue with one another. They want power. When you're married, when husband and wives are arguing, they're arguing for power. Human nature love power. When friends argue, it's for the power. Otherwise, why are you arguing? Just think about that. You're lying to yourself, well, I'm arguing because I want to prove something. You're arguing because you want power. And the Democrats want power and wealth. They want to maintain it. And if they have to get Biden out of the way by any means necessary, so be it. And that's how you are in your life. Whatever you want, the hell with whatever somebody else think or want. You'll wipe them out. Even your own children. Here's what from the Washington Post where Biden says, protesters have a point. Watch this.
We're working around the clock, my Secretary of State, to prevent a wider war and reunite hostages with their families and surge humanitarian health and food assistance into Gaza now.
I don't even know anything.
To end the civilian suffering of the Palestinian people. And finally deliver a ceasefire and end this war.
Oh, Lord. Biden sound like, I don't know, but like he has a kite.
Those protesters out in the street, they have a point. A lot of innocent people are being killed on both sides.
Oh, both sides are right. Are there nice people on both sides? Uh-huh! Are there nice people on both sides? Israel and Palestine. Are you saying that, Biden? Are there nice people on both sides? So if you're right about that, that there are nice people on Israel's side and there are nice people on Palestine, that's what the president was saying, Trump, when he said there are nice people on both sides. And there were nice people on both sides. And there were mean people on both sides. Amazing, huh? You don't know. Honestly, you just don't know it. I understand now. I understand that you don't know how lost you are, how in darkness you are, only because you can't see and you don't want to see. Those who want to see, they're starting to see. And those who don't want to see, they're not seeing. The light is only going to present itself to those who want it. You got to welcome the light. So according to NBC, several protests are planning throughout this week in Chicago as political leaders descend on the city for the Democratic National Convention. Of all places, I said the same thing about the Republican Convention. They had in Milwaukee. Of all places to have a convention is Milwaukee. Talking about going into the hood. And even worse is Chicago. You're going to be afraid to go out to have lunch during the break of the convention. You got to try to have lunch right there in the building, because if you go out, you most likely will get ambushed. You'll get robbed. You will get robbed. Let me go to some super chats. And I have more about this convention thing.
Super chat.
Super.
Someone bought a coffee. On the Sunday service, Jesse said, "Satan is waiting for you at the end of every goal you complete." That was deep.
That is so true. Why do you feel like you got to have a goal in life? What is wrong with just living life? Why not let the spirit of truth have its way with you? It has already planned out your life. Why don't you let him do it for you? And you just live it. That's all. You don't need a goal. Whomever told you that you need a goal in life, they set you up. And I know parents tell their children that, oh, you need a goal, you need a plan, and you end up going nuts. But I don't know what I want. Yes, you do. Go find out. Amazing. Thank you.
Also on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Richard says, "Hello, Jesse and Co."
Hello, Richard.
"How exactly do you watch your thoughts? When I try to watch, quote unquote, my thoughts, I firstly have to realize that I'm having a thought. Once I've realized, I then replay the thought in my mind so I can watch it. I don't seem to be able to watch the thoughts as I'm having the thoughts the first time around. I am sticking with the silent prayer day and night."
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. What would you say to Richard about how to watch his thoughts?
I think it's realize that you're having a thought and don't try to replay the thoughts. I think that's the wrong way.
Right. Yeah. Just stop trying to replay them.
Yeah.
If you see them, Richard, that's enough. You don't need to replay. That's what the devil want you to do. And the devil possesses the mind and body, emotions, and he wants you to replay them over and over and over again. That's his game. So don't replay. You're absolutely right, man. You just see it. Don't replay. It's not a record player.
It's not like you have to remember what thoughts you had.
That's right.
It's better if you can forget them.
You better forget them if you want to be free. Amazing. Thank you, Richard.
Seeker bought a coffee. Seeker.
Oh.
He's seeking.
Okay, seeking.
Or she. "If I decide to buy a coffee instead of a hot chocolate, is that a decision God has allowed me to make?
Or if I decide to take the notion and jump in the ocean, is that God's decision?" So I don't understand that question.
I don't know either. I'm not sure if which tree he's barking up.
Me either. I don't understand the question. It's just not clear. If you could be kind enough to either call me or make it clear one way or another. Let me know. Make it clear. 888-775-3773. Because I believe that you believe that this is a serious question.
Right.
So I do want to understand so I don't respond in the wrong way. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Harry bought a coffee. 90% of women allergic to accountability.
Who said that?
Harry.
Harry, you may be on to something. Thank you.
Indeed. Lori bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
What's going on earth? What's going on earth? Do you ever ask yourself what's going on earth?
No, I didn't ask that.
You have never asked yourself that?
No.
Why not?
I'm an uncurious person, I suppose.
Oh.
I'm shaking my head.
You ever ask yourself that, Anchor Baby? What's going on earth?
Sort of.
See that?
Nice.
How you feel out there by yourself?
I feel like he's curious and you're curious and I'm uncurious.
James doesn't search things up.
Evidently.
He says. I've heard him say.
He just searched for his long weekend trips.
Yeah.
He searched for that. Okay, thank you.
I look for what's not going on.
What was the question?
Oh, biblical question answer.
Oh, what's going on Earth? Thank you for responding to the biblical question.
She didn't answer yet.
Oh. Well,
but you can thank her.
Right.
Because she is responding. Lori says, beautiful question, Jesse. There is a spiritual war happening on Earth. The devil is trying to destroy mankind and doing a good job at it. God is so good to give us a way out. Unfortunately, most won't wake up to fight against the prince of darkness that rules people on Earth.
Amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you so much for responding to the biblical question. It is an amazing question. So Joel is saying that Hake been having some real sensible answers lately. Lord, sensible. He can't spell sensible.
Nice. At least somebody has my back.
Evidently. You feel better?
Yep.
Joel Friday, better known as Arkansas, agrees with you.
Sweet.
Nice.
Jay bought a... I don't know if it was about that, though. Jay bought a coffee. What is the Holy Spirit? What is the Holy Spirit's function in our lives? Thank you.
Your teacher. Let no man teach you. Let no woman teach you. The Holy Spirit will bring all things to your remembrance. He will teach you all things. And that is so true. That makes you want to slap your mama. It is so true. You have a teacher. Let no man teach you. And what does the world do? It run out and let everybody teach him. And everyone fall into the ditch. Thank you. Amazing.
And on X, Phil says, thank you for what you do, Reverend Peterson.
Thank you. And it's just Jesse. And I appreciate it. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. Shout out to the people giving Groovy Monkey, Kid Combo One, Army Ann, and Wolf336. Thank you, guys, for the lemons and the subscriptions. Nice.
Amazing.
And thank you, guys. That's all for now.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Let me go to first-time caller out of Wisconsin, Nick. Hey, Nick. Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Mr. Peterson? Nice to finally be able to talk to you.
Right on. Thanks for calling, Nick. All is well.
I just wanted to say I'm 33, so I went back on YouTube and I looked at a lot of your old work that you did, like politically, and man, I can really appreciate the message that you had, and I wish our community would have took heed to it back then, because we would be a whole different community today.
Are you black?
However, yeah, I'm black.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Nick,
can you do me a favor? Can you hold for me? Hold that thought.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Do not hang up. I need to take a break. We're at the top of this hour. Hake is coming in with the hate news. Not the fake news, but the hate news. Two more hours to go. Amazing. The first hour gone by already. And I'll be back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success. Guy, even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy. or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one already of Country and Western Tuesday, August 20th. Happy Men's History Month, AD 2024, the year of our Lord. Stay tuned for hour two. JLP will be right back. There is one line open. JLP will be right back to your calls. And we'll also get to more great stories and your super chats, if you so please. But first, fake news, not fake news. You can call in right now during Hake News and JLP. You can get on hold to get on air with JLP. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports new polling in the 2024 race shows our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, and the so-called vice president, cackling Kamala Harris, locked in a close contest for the White House to make it either white on the inside or blacker on the inside, dark, evil, with no clear leader. CNN's interactive electoral map shows multiple pathways to victory for both sides, both candidates in the reshaped race since crooked Joe Biden's stunning exit, which some people are calling a coup. Crooked Joe Biden, speaking of him, he was greeted at the DNC with a lengthy standing ovation, basically a courtesy clap, the first night of the Democrat National Convention in Chicago, Illinois, telling attendees, quote, "I gave my best to you." Oh, terrible. Crooked Joe also slammed our greatest president, Trump, Donald, as he made the case for the party's new presidential nominee, cackling Kamala Harris, who earlier appeared on stage to thank Crooked Joe for his historic leadership. Oh, Lord. He's a follower. The former Secretary of State, joke of a Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, disgrace. Former First Lady Hillary Clinton, we should call her, right? She took to the stage and underscored the potential for the first woman president. Horrific, right? Adding that she wanted her grandchildren and their grandchildren to know she'd been there for Harris when the glass ceiling finally shatters. Terrible, huh? Later today, Crooked Obama, the worst president in the history of America, Barack Obama, he will deliver a speech that will vouch for Kamala Harris and call for the party unity ahead of November's consequential election. He once called her the most attractive attorney general in the United States back when she was AG for California, or against California, really. And did you hear about the cyber attacks? I heard about the cyber attacks from JLP. The U.S. government has concluded the Iranian government is behind the hack and leak operation. Oh, but this is not about the people that targeted Donald J. Trump's presidential campaign. Trump called out the Iranians beforehand, so he turned out to be right again, as usual. They also attempted to target the Biden-Harris campaign. The FBI in recent days briefed our greatest president, Trump, on their preliminary findings after news organizations reported receiving documents believed to have come from an account belonging to a senior Trump campaign official. The so-called vice president, cackling Kamala Harris's campaign, has said that hackers were unsuccessful in their attempts to hack their stuff against the Biden-Harris campaign. The investigation marks the clearest sign of efforts by Iran and the other countries to try to influence, supposedly, the 2024 election. U.S. officials believe that anyway. Iran, which I like Iran, by the way, but I like Israel too, they rejected what they called unsubstantiated claims that their government was behind the hacking operation. So we're pulling for you. But speaking of the Middle East and peace over there, the bodies of six Israeli hostages have been retrieved from Gaza during an overnight military operation in Khan Yunis. Quote, "Our forces returned the bodies of six of our hostages who were held by the murderous terrorist organization Hamas." So said Israeli Prime Minister based Bibi Benjamin Netanyahu. That's what he stated in a statement today, thanking those involved in the operation for their bravery and determined action. I wonder whether they knew that they were dead. I don't know how it happened. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J. S. Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Brand new biblical question. It is a doozy. It's such a doozy. The Hake of the Hake Report has never thought of this, nor asked the question. And I understand, though. I understand. A lot of people don't ask questions. The biblical question. What's going on earth? What's going on earth? That is an amazing question. And if you notice, the earth is round. You see that round earth going around that question. And you see the round ball. Does this look flat? I'm showing the people a ball for those who listen to my radio and can't see the screen. Does this look flat or round? See Jesse on the horse? Does the world look like it's going down? Flat or going around, Jesse? Or over? Sean left the ball. Thanks, Sean, my ex-producer. It looked flat there. Dare said it looked flat. See, once you believe a lie, you can't see the truth. It just looked flat to my producer right now. He black. It looked round to me. Globe. Omi said globe is the lie. Globe the lie. What that mean? Joel said depending on how you look at it. How can you look at this and go around? What does it look like to you, Hake?
Looks like a ball earth to me.
It looks like a ball earth to me. How about you, Anchor Baby?
It's an obvious ball.
I rest my case.
I mean, look at it.
Now, the flat earth, they see flat.
3-2. Where's Joel fall?
Joel said, depend on how you look at it.
Nice.
Ain't no but one way to look at this, Joel.
It's very diplomatic, Joel. He's very fine people on both sides.
That's right. There are very fine people on both sides of the flat earth or the round one. Amazing. But anyway, Sean gave me that amazing earth. Anyway, what's going on earth? You can listen to the show. You can podcast all the show. Joel said, squint your eye, left eye, and it's flat. And that means squinting of the eye, period. But anyway, you can podcast the shows if you're not able to watch them live. But you can still be listening no matter what you're doing, working out, no matter what you're doing. Beating up your husband or your wife. Sending your children off to public school because it's better for you to go to work and pretend you're a man, ladies, than to stay home and raise the man's children. Or even eating Kamala Harris greens, collard greens. You love her greens. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, anywhere in the world. We're heard around the world by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. A friend of mine just texted me about not fighting and about Gaza and Israel. Hey, I want you to respond in a minute. But first, and then to the callers, it's Tuesday. It's the second hour of Tuesday. And every Tuesday is country. And what? My mic went out or something. What happened? What? You trying to sabotage. No, I'm playing. Is, they accidentally hit something over there. It is country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. Amazing. My country lies over the ocean. My country lies over the sea. My country lies over the ocean. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Hey, respond to this really fast. So in the first hour, I was saying, lay down your weapons, stop fighting. Don't fight with the devil inside of you. And don't fight with the devil outside of you, inside of others. A friend of mine, good friend, texted me and said, you are right. Oh, you're right on target about power because people fight for power. Every human being that fights is fighting for power. Human nature loves power because it has not and is evil. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Oh, amazing. You're right about power. You're right on target about power. That's why I think it is ignorant to argue. It is not of God, and it will not prosper. Right on. He also goes on to say, I heard a Palestinian man say that all Palestine people in Gaza agrees with Hamas. So if there are good people on both sides, I'm sure that is extremely rare, having good people in Gaza. They are mostly brainwashed from birth. So he's saying the people in Palestine all agree with Gaza, right? With the Palestinians. And so if there are good people in Gaza, it's extremely hard for them. So the point is, you know how Joe Biden said there are good people on both sides?
Right.
On one hand, Joe Biden arguing that President Trump was saying there are good people on both sides, with that rally they had in somewhere.
Yeah.
Somebody said something about somewhere.
Yeah, outside of their
Charlottesville.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Charlottesville rally. Right.
Mm-hmm. And then he turned around and said, in Israel and Gaza, there are good people on both sides. So it's not true that what's good for the gander is good for the goose.
And that's true. There are people who've protested against Hamas, and their protests were put down before this whole war thing started. I saw footage of anti-Hamas protesters.
So Palestine
is pretty divided, too.
Palestine people were protesting against Hamas?
Up against their government, yeah.
Amazing. I bet there are people on there that don't like what's going on.
Yeah.
But the media is not going to show them now, and they are afraid for their lives.
Right. True.
Amazing. Okay, let me go back to a first-time caller out of Wisconsin, Nick. Nick, thank you for holding on. I do appreciate it. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem, man. I was just saying before break how I was young when you first started your political run and spreading the message that you spread, but I went back and watched old YouTube videos.
Yes.
And I saw your work, and I wish our community would have actually listened, but they thought you were quote unquote Uncle Tom and then tap dancing and whatever, but you were really making a point. I do believe that racism exists, but I do believe it's on both sides of the spectrum. And I don't believe that that's the problem in our community today.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more or less lack of education, lack of value of education. And we didn't have fathers. Like, nobody's father was around. They were either dead or in prison or just strung out on drugs. And that was a result of, like you always say, the civil rights movement. That was one of the worst things that could have happened to us. Donald Trump was one of the best things that could have happened to us, but our community can't understand that because he does have bigoted supporters, but you can't help who supports you.
That's right.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, hey, you support, if they're bigots and they support me, okay, cool, but everybody that supports me isn't a bigot. And he's the only president that we've ever had that couldn't be bought. He didn't need lobbyists because he's a billionaire. He could fund his own campaign. So he was going to do what was best for the American people. But we don't understand that because he ran with the Republican Party and all the rappers and all the media people. They say, hey, Democrat Obama, Democrat Biden, Democrat Harris. Like, bro, I just wish our community could wake up and realize what's best for us.
That's right, man. Let me respond to two things. I want to respond to community, and I want to respond to racism. Where is your proof that racism exists?
The reason I say racism exists is because there are people, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, or every nationality. There's people who dislike other people.
Yes.
And don't know them. They simply don't like them just because of their ethnicity or their past experiences with people from that ethnicity. They put it on everybody. They make it like a blanket action.
Yeah.
So I feel like that by definition is racism, and it's not fair either way. It's not fair for a black person just like a white person because they were mistreated by white people in another area.
Yeah.
Like, it has nothing to do with this white person you just meeting right now, or vice versa, because a lot of white people don't understand the ghettos and the hoods because all they see is what the news shows. But they don't understand that most people just want to work and go home and whatever. But we got a bunch of misled young and old people who commit crimes and do dumb stuff. And the only time the news is in our neighborhoods is when something bad is going on. So they treat all of us like we're those kind of people, and we're not, you know? So I feel like that's what I mean when I say racism exists.
So, and you're absolutely right in that there are people in all races that don't like somebody in a different race, right? So
correct.
why don't you just call it what it is, don't like anger or hatred, instead of putting a different title on it? Because if the people know that it is anger, it's evil, it's hatred, they have a better chance of seeing it for what it is and overcome it rather than making up a false name called racism. Why not just call it judgment or anger?
Well, the reason I call it that is because of the basis of the judgment or the anger is only because they are whatever race they are. You get what I'm saying? So that's the only reason.
But the reason for that is because let's say whites are judging blacks. They hate the blacks, right? But they're hating them because they have judged them. If they never judged, or the whites never judged the blacks, there will never be in a fight between the races, because you only can fight when you become angry.
Okay.
And so,
I understand that.
You know, God said that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's not flesh or blood. It's a battle between good and evil. And evil hate good, because evil has lost the battle. When God and Satan had that war, evil lost, Satan lost. And now Satan and his little demon have no access to heaven anymore. They can never get into the kingdom, and they have lost all connection with God, so they have no love. And so the battle is that. Is Satan hates the children of God, and he dwells in them, trying to destroy them. It's a spiritual thing with all people, and except that a few are overcoming it. And if you know that it's spiritual, you're going to fight. You have something to understand to help you overcome. But if you think it's racism, there's no way you can overcome that.
Correct. I understand. Well, I personally don't believe that all white people are racist. Like, I'm black,
right,
and I took on trades. I'm a welder.
Right.
So most of my field is middle-aged white guys. I mean, these guys are Harley riders, and, you know, they're white guys. They're not like white guys from the city.
Yeah.
And they treat me with love, and they show me, they give me tips and tricks of the trade, and they show me, you know, taught me how to read blueprints. And if they see you willing to work and you willing to help yourself, they'll help you help yourself. They don't care that you're black or you're white or whatever.
That's so true.
That's what the media portrays in order to keep us distracted. If we could focus on government and what they're doing, that's all the corruption in government, and stop focusing on black versus white or gay versus straight or whatever the minor things are, all the different religions or whatever, and we all could actually unify and focus on a government that will work for us as a people, America could again be the superpower of the world.
But absolutely.
I don't really have a bunch of faith in that. I don't think that that's going to happen, because people are so easily influenced by the media. Just like they always show the police kill black people or beat black people. That's not racist cops.
Right.
They do that to white people too. Those are just high-strung cops who are out of control. It's not about the race of the person. They actually beat white men too. They run in white people's house without warrants, and they do all of that stuff to white people too. It's just a matter of high-strung cops in a position of authority and don't know how to handle it. It's not about race.
Absolutely, man. I hope hey, little friend from Arizona, hear your message. What's that man's name?
Joe from Phoenix.
Yeah, Joe need to hear you saying this, because Joe kind of confused. He's nice,
yeah,
but
and I'm black, and I'm from the inner city. Like, I'm from the north side of Milwaukee. I'm not, like, from the suburbs. I'm from the hood.
Like, nice.
I grew up in the hood. I just had a mother that valued education. I actually, like, clothes and shoes and all that, none of that really mattered to my mom. She kept us looking nice, but my mom's main thing was education. You guys have to be educated. And me and my sisters all understand, like, what's going on in the world when we talk politics and everything. But it's hard to have this perspective or this opinion coming from the community we come from, because when we voice it, we're kind of on an island alone. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely,
man. Because a lot of people don't understand.
But so let me ask, when you say our community, why do you call it our community?
I call it our community because it's the community that we grew up in. Not necessarily the same city, same state, but the same type of community, with the same, you know, we heard the same music. We had the same customs. We had the same foods in the house. We had the same you know, we not just black people, but people from mostly majority black and Hispanic communities. That's all. I don't mean all.
What would happen if you
have to think it's one unit?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's the point I want to make. What would happen if you never say our community again, but the community that I grew up in? Because in all human nature, most people are never going to overcome evil. They love evil. They love their misery. They love living in their hell. And when you identify with our community, you are making yourself a part of that. You are an individual. You sound like you have a lot of common sense. You sound like you're working on yourself. And so I understand when you say the community I grew up in, but it's not our community. The black community is not our community. The white community is not their community. It's just the area that you grew up in.
Yeah, well, maybe I should rephrase that. You're right. I understand exactly what you mean.
Yeah. Amazing call, Nick. You have literally made my day. I can go home now.
Yeah, man. Just keep doing what you do, man. I appreciate it. And hopefully there's more people like me in the future that decide to wake up and really understand what's going on, because I believe it'll move our country into a better place, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
Amazing call. Call me again, man.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Amazing. 888-775-3773. See, there are black people, white people, Asian, Japanese, Filipina, Mexican. So you see, in all races, you can find one or two men and women who are waking up. Nick from Wisconsin there is one of those. He's an example of that. Those who want to wake up and see the truth, to see what's really going on in the world or on the earth, you can see it. Most people just don't want it. The one thing I promise you, you can bank on it. Most, not all, but most human beings love their grief. They love their misery. They love their jealousy and strife and revenge and envy and the lack of love and the lack of insight. They love their darkness, and they would not come out of it if God came down, and he did, and his son, by the way, and said, you know what, you don't have to be this way. You can be free. It's done. You can live a free for life, peaceful life right here on earth. They would not accept it. They'll take God and put him up on the cross next to Jesus and next to the Holy Spirit. They don't want it. So leave those people, whether it's family members or not. Leave them in their hell. You can't save them. Stop trying to. You can't even save yourself. Don't even try to save yourself. And you shall be saved. You shall be free. The more you try to be free, the more you're going into bondage. The more you think about God, the less you know about him. The more you think about him, the less you know. The more you don't think about him, the more you know. Isn't that amazing? Anyway, let me just give you this, and I'm going back to the phones. I mentioned the Democratic convention's happening in Chicago right now, Chi-Town. And several protests, according to NBC, several protests are planned throughout this week in Chicago as political leaders descend on the city for the Democratic National Convention. The first of seven permitted protests for the week took place on Sunday. Though additional demonstrations are possible throughout the week. People love to demonstrate. Watch this from NBC.
While all eyes are on Chicago this week,
we are
unstoppable. Another world is possible.
Protest groups want all ears on their demands for the Democratic Party.
We're here to set the tone.
Abortion rights groups kicked off a week full of protests Sunday night.
We're here to say that business as usual will not stand, that our issues and our body autonomy is not a political issue that can be used to manipulate the ballot box.
Hundreds fighting for that same cause gathered downtown, and they're not the only ones who will protest this week.
270 organizations from across the U.S. have joined the coalition to march on the DNC. And tens of thousands will be out on the streets starting tomorrow.
The U.S. Palestinian Community Network spent months fighting the city for permits to protest within sight and sound of the DNC, with their first permitted event happening Monday morning. Aside from the USPCN and women's rights groups, others fighting against racism, policing, and homeless rights also have plans.
We demonstrated right. against the Republicans, and we came here to demonstrate against the Democrats.
Earlier this week, Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling said his officers are prepared. We had a first look of it downtown Sunday night with officers lining the perimeter.
And I have no doubt that when this is all said and done, those officers will make this a successful event.
Amazing. So the protesters at the Democratic National Convention went to a communist city, socialist city, to hold their convention. Okay. What was the lady saying? What was she saying, Nick?
Which lady?
That first woman.
Jex Blackmore.
We are unstoppable. There's another new world outside of this.
Yeah. The first chant. I forgot what the chant said.
We are unstoppable. There's a whole new world outside of this. Something dumb like that. How you know her name?
No, I was thinking about there was a name of a gal who was interviewed by the media, and I recognized her name. She's a Satanist and very pro-abortion.
Was that her right there? Saying,
I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe not.
Oh, okay.
I was mixing up the person who was interviewed by the media with the person who was chanting, and I don't know if that's the same person.
It's interesting to see that guy saying that all these protesters, thousands of protesters, right? And it's amazing how evil people can round up evil people in the numbers and go and protest.
Yeah.
And they all think they're being saved by others. That is so interesting to me. So they're protesting, ain't nothing going to change. Can you imagine? Why did they have an abortion clinic at a neuter clinic for the men?
A neuter clinic.
Yeah.
That's a nicer word for it.
What is that? Why they got to have that at a rally? Suppose something go wrong. Don't you need a doctor?
Maybe they have doctors there in the trailer.
But what do you need an abortion for? At a rally. Why?
Maybe the bus takes you to the abortion clinic and to the neuter clinic.
Oh, you don't walk into the clinic?
They don't do it on the bus?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Look like they're going on that bus and doing it. Look like, I don't know.
Crazy.
Just think about that. You know that has to be evil. They told these stupid women, take your bus to the clinic. Take your bus to the Democratic National Convention and do some abortion. We want to kill as many babies as possible.
I see.
And make sure you neuter all the men so they can never make another baby.
That's a mess. I saw a few ladies, dressed up as abortion pills marching down the street.
Ooh, don't marry that one. She's going to kill every one of your babies.
Yeah. Horrific.
Horrific. And one, oh man. Here's a photo of Chicago businesses boarding up their property there in Chicago.
Oh, pictures?
Yeah.
Look at that. And Smart business owners.
But it's sad. They have to board up. Now they're going to lose money and everything.
Yeah.
People can't go to work. All for their mess. A quick break. Back in a moment and to your phone calls and Super Chats. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Check out my books, folks. They are amazing. Amazing books. I highly recommend them. Really. They are helpful, insightful, and amazing. The first one that I wrote is From Rage to Responsibility. From Rage to Responsibility. Oh, real yummy. What the? And then after that, Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America, and they're still doing it. As Nick from Wisconsin just told you, the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks was the civil rights movement, other than abortion. The blacks have not recovered, and they're only getting worse. Some are starting to wake up. And after that, the seven guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and family and financial success guide. A little small pocket guide, amazing little guide. If you want to start a business, or if you're in, you're working, and you want, or you're in business, you want to enhance, it's work always, but you got to do it. It is an amazing book. We use it for our entrepreneur program, where we are helping men start businesses, or even if they're in business, we show them how to enhance them. And last but not least, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. It just brings everything home. Really, it locks it all in for you and makes it very, very clear, The Antidote. And if ever we need an antidote in America, we need it now. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. And you can get The Antidote by going to rebuildingtheman.com/store, rebuildingtheman.com/store, or call it 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, and I will sign them to whomever you like for me to sign them. I will sign them. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake Report.com from 9 to 11. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, he black. Men in relationships, all in the name. It's in the name, it's in the blood. Joel Friday TV. And at 4 p.m., The American Anchor, baby. The American Anchor, baby, at 4 p.m. All right? So I want to real fast show you the businesses that are being boarded up over there in Chicago. Businesses, Chicago business boarding up property. See how they have no love, not even for the business owners. These people are going to miss time. It's 2 weeks, right? They're going to miss time from work. They're going to profit nothing in their businesses that week. The employees won't be there to function, all because of this ego mess that's going on. And the last thing they need in Chicago is another boring it up. Remember the Black Lives Matter riots. But the businesses got to suffer there. And last but not least, this is from Fox. Here's a segment from Fox and Friends discussing the police presence in Chicago. Watch this.
Well, let's talk about what's happening in Chicago, where Lawrence is, in terms of what's happened under the Biden-Harris administration. When it comes to crime, it's up 11%. That's in the year leading up to this year, until violent crime. Also, when you look at housing, when you look at what they're supposed to bring to the city, you see people boarding up their houses, people concerned about the protest of 100,000 plus. They're worried that there's 1,700 less cops in uniform now. They're concerned they've got 400 cops from other cities who have to come in to help out. So this is an example of a liberal city run by a liberal Democrat and the Democrats that's gone awry. This is not a great example of what we will do if we give you the keys to the country.
It's the audacity for me. How many years have I been covering the violence in Chicago? How many kids, how many parents I've sat down with to talk about their kids being murdered? How many pleas have they said, we need more cops on the street to go after these criminals? And all of a sudden, when the rich, powerful, and well-connected want to host a convention, then you send the cavalry?
The police will protect them. I mean, the government will protect themselves, but not you. And you vote for them. Go figure. And you vote for them. Think about that. They'll put a fence up around the Democratic National Convention to protect themselves. They'll bring in cops from everywhere to protect them, but they leave you wide open. No police, defund the police. Take away your Second Amendment. Let the criminals out of prisons and jail. Bring in the illegals. But we're going to protect ourselves. We're going to have cops around. We're going to build fences. It's not good for you, but it's good for thee. We are unstoppable. Another world is possible. Dumb lady. What the? 888-775-3773. Let me go to Mike, a first-time call out of California. Mike, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Go.
Hi, Uncle Jesse. Have an amazing day.
Thank you. Who is this?
Tell me your name.
Joshua and Gabriel.
Hi, y'all. Thank you for wishing me an amazing day. I wish you an amazing day as well. How old are y'all?
I am 8, and my brother Gabriel is 7.
Right on. Well, I appreciate that, and I hope you have an amazing day. Thank you for calling me.
Have a good day, Uncle Jesse.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Amazing.
All right, have a good one.
All right, buddy. That made my day. I'm done. I can go home. Rick out of Virginia. Rick, thank you for calling. You're on the air. Hey, Rick. Rick out of Virginia. No, Rick. 888-775-3773. Oh, Rick. I'm so tired. Let me go to I'm so. I'm so tired. No, let me go to I'm so out of Mommy Africa. I'm so welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the advice you gave me on the judging thing and not being able to help anybody. Like, that did wonders for me, and I let go of trying to help that girl. In fact, she just decided herself that she wanted the truth, and I've seen the change in her. She's not trying to sell it to me, but, like, I've just been seeing it for the past couple of weeks ever since you gave me that. And literally, I don't have to do anything. All I have to do is just focus on myself and work on myself. And she's also doing the same.
Oh, so what happened? Remind me of what happened.
I was trying to help her, and I was judging her, saying that she doesn't want the light and all.
Oh,
that
you
stuff.
Were trying to help your girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was trying to help her. So then I was also basing, like, how close I am with God with how well I'm able to help her, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was just two demons trying to control each other.
Yeah.
So then when I let go of that and I just trying to be the example, and not even trying to be example, just getting closer to God and just observing and not judging me, not judging her, she by herself decided she wanted to change.
Right on.
And she's been doing that, and she's working on herself, and I can see the change in her. And it's none of that fake love anymore where it's like we want to be cuddled up in bed and that's love. And because I've been trying to convince her of that. But instead, I just let it happen.
Right on, man. Yeah, you got to.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We cannot change. No one can change another person. I don't care who it is. And it's insane. Anyone who think that they can change another person, they can't even change themselves, right? But anyone who think they can change another person is an insane person. You have to be a lunatic to think that. You can't change anyone.
Because you're struggling with yourself and you're trying to save yourself through saving someone else.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thank you. And really, you think that because you're trying to do that, you're righteous. They can see through that because you're not good either.
That's right, man.
You're just the same as them because it's two people trying to change each other. And both of them think they're better and they think that they know. And they don't know.
That's right. Amazing. I think your phone dropped. I'm so tired. I'm so your phone dropped. 888-775-3773. There is a line open there now. Before I go back to the phones, I want to, I mentioned to Hake and I talked about in Chicago. Just imagine the socialists are having their Democratic National Convention in a socialist city. I wonder how they feel about that. What the? They are having a convention of socialism, and they are pushing socialism. And look, I wonder if they, when they're driving down the street from the airport or on their way to the convention building, are they seeing what socialism has done to Chicago? Chicago is a perfect example of what socialism has done and can do to a town and to a people. But I mentioned that DNC abortion and vasectomy truck is there in Chicago. And this is from Fox. Planned Parenthood, of course. Planned Parenthood announced in an X post that a bus is headed to D.C. A bus is headed to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago on August 19th through 20 to offer free vasectomies. Isn't that amazing? You want to be neutered? Come on over to Chicago. We'll do it free. Vasectomies, medication, abortions, and emergency contraception without an appointment. You don't even need an appointment. Just walk on in, and we'll new you up. To make sure you don't make no more babies. And you don't know that that's evil? These are some evil, cold-hearted Satan demons that's working for Planned Parenthood. They are working. Those are, just think about that. They're going to take a bus all the way over there and not even charge you for it to make sure that they destroy every soul they can possibly destroy. How would you like to be married to one of those women? And ladies, how would you like to be married to those doctors who are performing those abortions or females who are performing them? Isn't that amazing? Think about that. They're going to take a bus over there to you. Don't worry about coming to us. We'll come to you. Amazing. I want to show you the bus. Didn't we show the bus already?
I did.
Oh, that's the bus. Can we call that the death bus? Yeah. Planned Hood Healthcare Death Bus. We need white babies. Well, you better not go in that bus. Ain't no white baby going to happen in there. Let me go quickly back to I'm So Tired out of South Africa. I'm so. Thank you for calling back. Go ahead.
Hi, Jesse. Yes, I think I'll say it all. And also just advice to the men out there trying to help people. Literally, you are no different to the woman. So am I when I try to do that. So
yeah.
In fact, you will just make them worse because you just judging them and you're trying to control them. You're doing everything that they're doing to you and you call yourself self-righteous. So
absolutely, man.
Don't do it. Just work on yourself. And if they want to work on themselves, they'll change. And if they don't, then they won't. And it's okay. Just let go and let God have his will be done. Thank you so much, Jason.
You should never, ever, 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 but never, 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 ever work on a relationship. You're not supposed to work on a relationship, whether it's friendship, marriageship, familyship, preachership, whatever kind of ship. You're not supposed to work on relationship. They're supposed to happen naturally. And if you try to make it work, it ain't no relationship, and it's not going to work.
Yes, 100%, Jesse, 100%. You're only making things worse.
Absolutely. Thank you for your call, man. I'm glad that you see that. And continue to work on yourself. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Okay, thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Jesse. You saved my life so much, not just with the relationship thing, but everything else. Like, I can't even recognize myself compared to what I used to be.
Right on. Amazing. Thank you. Bye now. You can change if you want to. You can literally be free, but you got to work on you. You got to drop the anger. And you got to stop blaming. It's your parents, that, especially with your mother, but your parents, both parents, that cause you to go into anger. But no one else is to blame for it. You were already that way when they met you. You were already screwed up. You were already insane. You can't blame your wife. You can't blame your husband. You can't blame anyone. And the moment you stop blaming, you shall be free. Really? Amazing. 888-775-3773. Before I go back to the phone, Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super. Isn't that amazing? Planned Parenthood took a bus over to Chicago or taking a bus over there to kill the babies, to make sure they don't happen. And then to make sure the men don't make any more babies by neutering them.
The depopulation agenda, especially destroying the whites.
You know your heart is wicked. Did you see the bus?
Yeah.
Show the bus again, Nick. It happened in the bus.
Healthcare, no matter where.
Planned
health clinic.
Deaf clinic. They should have deaf clinic on that wall, written on the bus. Ain't no life in there. Ain't no life coming out for sure.
Indeed.
What a mess. Super chat.
Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, you were talking about a movie that you watched. My question is, do you have a favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movie? And if you want to, chime in too, James, Hake, Joel, and Nick. Thanks, Mike Young.
I can't think of a favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movie at this time. Maybe there's one. And his movie was pretty good, but I don't know if I ever really been a big Arnold Schwarzenegger fan. How about you?
Same. T2 came out when I was like in fourth grade, I want to say.
What's T2?
Terminator 2.
Oh.
Yeah. My friends all watched it because they watched rated R movies, and I never got to watch it until like 5 years ago or 3 years ago.
Your mother enslaved you.
But I liked it because it kind of brought me back to those times. And, you know, he was riding the bike in the wash, the motorcycle in the wash, which is fun, the L.A. River or something.
I kind of remember Schwarzenegger's movie being funny and good. You know, I enjoyed them. But I don't know if I ever thought about them as a favorite.
He's a great actor, a horrible governor.
Oh, he was terrible.
Yeah.
And he was a Republican.
I voted for him.
I think I did too, right?
Because we ousted somebody. We recalled somebody and then replaced him with Arnold.
With something that was worse.
Like Gray Davis or something, some Democrat. Gray Davis or Pete Wilson. I forget which was.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was the worst. What was he, a governor?
Yeah.
That California has ever had.
Really?
I don't know anything any worse.
You think he's worse than Newsom or...
I take that back.
Or Jerry Brown Jr.?
That's bad. I don't know one good thing he did for California.
Me either. He was a liberal. He was for the illegals, although the illegals hated him too. He was a mess.
Why was he even pretending to be a Republican?
Because he's a fiscal conservative. He's a rhino. He's a never-Trumper, basically. He hates Trump.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Hates Trump?
Uh-huh. Ridiculous.
We need to send Arnold Schwarzenegger to Nicaragua.
Yeah, back to where he came from.
Yeah.
He came from Nicaragua?
Nah, he came from, like, Austria or somewhere.
Oh.
But I think he should be downgraded to... No, Nicaragua is an upgrade. We love Nicaraguans.
We love Nicaragua.
Yeah. If we love anybody.
That's right, Nicaragua. We love you. Thank you, by the way.
Thanks, Mike Young. That set us off. No fear, just faith bought a coffee. My answer to the BQ.
What's going on Earth? What's going on Earth?
In the words of the late, great Marvin Gaye, Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know, we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today. I don't know exactly how it goes, so.
But my
voice is just like his.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Shout out to Marvin Gaye.
Mama, mama.
No, they wrote that.
They wrote that.
With musical note emojis.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you for responding. I'll put my two cents on Sunday. Let me take a quick break. One more hour to go. We'll finish the Super Jazz when I come back. Thank you all so much. Hate news and not the fake news. And I'll take your phone calls too when I come back. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, guys. August 20th, AD 2024. Happy Men's History Month. Nice. Shout out. You can call in. There is one line open. 1-888-775-3773. And that number, by the way, if you don't know, is free. Using Skype, the dial pad. Dial that number in. Even from overseas, if you want to call in from overseas but you don't have international calling or minutes or whatever, or if you're in some other foreign country, you can call the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Very nice. It's a toll-free number. Anyway, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports. I was telling you about the Israeli hostages, six bodies recovered by Israel in a little operation that Based Bibi said, reported today, thanking those involved in the operation for their bravery and determined action. There are currently 109 Israeli hostages held in Gaza, 36 believed to be dead, according to data from the Israeli government press office. News comes as negotiations for a ceasefire continue with that joke of a U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. He said that Netanyahu agreed on Monday to a U.S. bridging proposal for a deal after the pair met in Tel Aviv. Well, they should have met in Jerusalem. Anyway, Blinken said the next step in the ceasefire talks is for Hamas to say yes. We wish them well. We pushing for Trump to get back in so that we can get some order and peace back in the world. Flash floods. The governor of Connecticut, declared a state of emergency Monday. Meanwhile, here in America, right? After historic flooding left two dead and prompted hundreds of evacuations over the weekend in beautiful Connecticut. The two people were found dead in the town of Oxford, Connecticut, 15 miles northwest about of New Haven. Brenda Bergeron, deputy commissioner at the state's Division of Emergency Management, sounds like a woman, and Homeland Security, the state's Homeland Security, described how the rain produced unprecedented flooding that has destroyed communities. Quote, "We are talking about rainfall in some areas in the thousand-year level, so said this Brenda Bergeron lady, meaning it was so intense that on average it should only happen every 1,000 years. What a mess. Rainfall also affected transit in New York, where hundreds of flights were canceled in recent days at JFK, that's the airport, Newark, and LaGuardia airports due to poor weather. So, quote-unquote, poor weather. What a mess. And space. Space is real, guys. The European Space Agency will slingshot, if they haven't already, slingshot a spacecraft around Earth today, like David and Goliath. David sling, whoosh, to Jupiter. So awesome. Shout out to the Europeans. The JUICE, or Jupiter Icy Moons Explorer spacecraft, launched way back in April 2023, is conducting the first flyby of the moon and Earth in succession, and the first double gravity assist maneuver. Isn't that awesome? I think so. This process will serve as a slingshot, allowing Earth's gravity to put the brakes on JUICE's current trajectory and set it on track to arrive at Jupiter and its moons in July of 2031. That's some cool math. JUICE already flew by Earth's moon on Monday and is now expected to zip by Earth today, 5:57 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 2:57 p.m. Pacific. The space agency will provide tracking of this spacecraft, and some people with binoculars, and telescopes in Southeast Asia may be able to see JUICE as it is flying directly overhead. So cool. Shout out to Asia, Southeast Asia. They get the raw deal a lot of the times. By the way, Trump falsely suggested that Taylor Swift, Swifties for Trump, endorsed him. He posted fake AI images of T-Swift on accident. He's a boomer. Shout out. And Swifties falsely suggesting he has the singer's support. But there are Taylor Swift fans, eh, who are for our greatest president, Trump. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. There is a line open. Does someone want to jump in there? My brand new biblical question for the week. And by the way, Happy Men's History Month. I forgot to mention that. August is Men's History Month. And August will always be Men's History Month. Isn't that amazing? My brand new biblical question this week. It's a doozy. What's going on Earth? What's going on Earth? As Marvin Gaye would say, what's going on? What's going on? If you're busy and about, you can podcast all the shows, but you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are and what you're doing. By calling the listen line on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. I got to say hi to Justice from Arizona, from all of us. She's been so kind. What an amazing, the fruits and just nice words and everything. Thank you, Justice. I hope you're well up there. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the third hour in Tuesday. Every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday.
Bring back
my country to me.
Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. What's going on? Before I go back to the phones and your super chats, I got to tell you this story. If I want you to know, I'm just going to mention it for those who want it. It's not for those who don't want it. I have no doubt at all. And I'm telling you so you can kind of wake up and see what's driving you. You are possessed. Something else has made a home in your imagination, in your thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And emotions, which are not necessary. Emotions are not necessary. Without the thoughts, you can't have the emotions. Something else is driving you and you don't know it. And it causes you to think the way you think, to make decisions the way you make decisions. You have never made your own decisions. You can't make your own decisions. No way. You can even make your own decisions if you try. It is making those decisions for you. It sounds like you, and you feel the emotions in your body, and it makes you think it's you, and it's not you. Just think about that. Isn't it like amazing? That something else has made a home in you, and it is causing you to do the things that you do. It even makes you think you're in love, and you're not. It makes you think that you have met the right person, and let's get married. Darling, oh, darling, when we get married, we'll have a great celebration. It makes you lie that you're going to have a great celebration and that you're going to have a marriage that will last until death do you part. And then when you get together, you fight. Think about that. You fight. It makes you think that this is the person. I fought my long life person to marry. My other half, you say. And you grin and you play and you eat lunch and you go out to dinner. And then you fight. It made you think that. But you thought it was you. And then when the fight started, because you love the fight. And believe me, anyone that fight, they love the fight. When husbands and wives are fighting, boyfriend and girlfriends are fighting, friends are fighting, the co-workers are fighting, they love the fight. And then they lie and say they don't. Have you noticed that you make up lies for yourself? You love to fight. That's why you're fighting. Why else are you fighting? It's all for the thrill of it. You love to fight, and then they love to make up. They love making up. It's the same as fighting, but they call makeup good. And then they fight. You're possessed, folks. As Paul said in the Word, in the Scriptures, in the beginning there was the Word with God, God with the Word, God with the Word, and the Word with God. Paul said, you know what? Something going on here. What the? I've been trying to do good, Paul said, and I can never do good. I can't be good, and I can't do good. The more I try, the worse it gets. And then I've been trying not to do bad or be bad. And the more I try, the worse it gets. What the? You know what? I'm going to stop trying because I can't do nothing. He must be black. I can't do nothing for myself. Lord, have mercy. Our Father realized that it's not me. It's something else that made a home in me, and it's making me do the things that I don't want to do, preventing me from doing the things I want to do. So I must give up. You got to give up. You, if you want to be free, because you are possessed, look at the masses of people. They are possessed with evil spirits, and they look for other people to lead them, to guide them, the government, the rich people, this person, George Soros, or whatever, right? They look to evil. Evil people look to evil people to guide them. And then the evil people who are guiding the masses look to demons to guide them. They look to hell. Hake, come here for a minute. I have a question. Oh, no, I have Joel. I haven't asked Joel this question. Amazing, huh? You're looking to demons to guide you. And you got to know it's evil. Just think about some of the stuff that you be doing. Ain't no way you would come up with that on your own. For an example, a Texas woman spent, think about this, something had to be driving this woman. This woman didn't just wake up on one day on her own, decide, is she going to do this? A Texas woman spent $9,000, I mean $900,000 of stolen money on TikTok. She spent $900,000 stolen money on TikTok. This is from Fox 4. A Texas woman with dreams. I had a dream. I had an awesome dream. According to Fox 4, a Texas woman with dreams of social media stardom. Everybody want to be a social media stardom. What the? She wanted to be a social media stardom, was sentenced to 35 years in prison after a crime spree that started years ago. Isn't that something? She's been sending this money for a long time, according to Fox 4. Stacy Blackmon. Blackmon, B-L-A-C-K-M-O-N, Blackmon, pleaded guilty to stealing $1.2 million from her former employer, a high-end home building company in South Lake, Texas. Watch this soundbite and tell me if you don't know this woman possessed.
She spent her money on TikTok.
$1.2 million. That's how much money Stacy Blackmon pled guilty to stealing from a former employer while giving most of that money to influencers on the social media app TikTok.
A trusted individual. She was deceptive upon deceptive upon deceptive.
Blackmon worked as an office manager for a high-end home building company in Southlake. In 2019, she began using a bank account of a senior partner who unexpectedly passed away, according to the Tarrant County District Attorney's Office. Yes. Do you have any family members who are wondering where this money might have been, or did they just not know there was any money?
So the money was stuck in probate. Stacy Blackmon actually befriended the heir of this senior partner and was helping her figure out where all he had accounts and all of this. And so she was literally walking through this with the person she was victimizing.
Blackmon used a company credit card to send nearly $900,000 through PayPal to TikTok.
And she was using that bank account that had his life savings in it to pay that credit card.
So why TikTok? Well, prosecutors say Blackmon was using the money to tip social media influencers on live streams in hopes of building her own following. Blackmon also purchased a suite for Dallas Mavericks games, lavish trips, and more.
Now, you know, you is that possessed or not?
you know why she did this stuff, the white lady.
Why?
Because her last name is Blackmon.
Blackmon. That's a good point. What the?
You live it up. No, that's possessed. Oh, yeah. We got to move
Jesse.
Cowboy Jesse. Yeah.
She was like, I'm going to be a star come hell or high water.
But you got to, like, really be believing into some crazy things to steal that much money in that long. Right. You got, it's not, this is not no casual thing. You got to really be like into some weird stuff.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, feel no guilt, no nothing.
She want to be a star on TikTok, even if she got to pay for it.
It's kind of weird.
But does that allow you to see that she's possessed?
That's for sure.
That human beings are possessed?
That's for sure.
Can you see that human beings are possessed?
Yeah. I mean, I see that people are believing into the false version of themselves. What? I do. I definitely see that.
What does that mean, the false version of themselves?
Like, they're just believing into the
don't talk like that. That sounds liberal.
But I mean, they're
the
just like
a version of themselves.
Well, I mean, that's
I want to be the best of myself.
Well, that's what you say. The not you is the false version of yourself.
That's what you mean. You're making me nervous.
So I think people are believing into the things that are mimicking the real thing, like false love, false happiness. False these things, and they think that it's real, or even if they know it's not real, they identify with it because it feels good. So I think that's what's happening.
Can you see that, Nick, that human beings are possessed?
Yeah.
And how can you see it?
I mean, they have to be. It's not a lot. It's not even
we can't see Nick.
Trying to.
Oh.
You can't even.
You're black. Swap. Want me to turn that light on?
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
We got two Jessies. Oh.
Lord, what the? What do I show? Why do I have to go all the way over here?
You get a little sliver.
Anyways,
Nick.
Hey, I'm this little sliver. It's got to be possession. It's not even logical, the things that some people do to their own lives. You got to understand. Last night I was showing my chat. This funny like meme or whatever, and it was
on
showing
the American Anchor Baby.
Yeah,
at 4 p.m.
And it was showing. I was showing. It was this little picture, and it showed the different organs of the body.
Right.
And it said. The lungs. I breathe for you. The kid. The heart. I pump blood for you. The liver. I recite. I like clean your body for you. And then it went to the brain, and it says, "I try and make you kill yourself." What sense does that make? How is it that our own mind is against us?
Good point, man.
And
that's deep.
It just doesn't see. There's no logic to it. It's
right.
Something else, man. It's some weird stuff, guys.
That's deep. On. What if you think that's crazy? And it
there's
is.
More.
There's more. This is from X. Young woman supposedly found her boyfriend at the arcade after he had been ignoring her calls. Look what happened. He's been ignoring her calls. He's been saying that. She right there calling him.
There. He's trying to quit the game.
What a baby.
He's like, wait, let me exit the game.
Is that real?
Let me save.
She pulled him up by the ear.
Is that real?
And maybe nowadays you don't know if it's set up or not. But it's that's typical.
Yeah.
Man, woman, man relationship.
Behavior, yeah. Yeah, that's for sure.
That's how the women treat the men.
Yeah.
And he up there crying or frowning while she's pulling his ear.
What does she expect from out of her boyfriend that goes to the arcade?
She expect him to answer that phone when she call.
Right, but like.
She like right behind him calling him.
Is she expecting?
You know she evil. Why didn't she, is she right there with him? Hey. She should have touched him on the shoulder.
Well, he obviously is an arcade guy, so.
I know.
Well, he's in the middle of the arcade, so. No, she's No, the point you're trying to make is that she called him to punish him.
Right.
It's like, I know he's not going to answer. Right. I know it's probably a skit in my opinion.
All for the thrill of it.
But I know he's not going to answer, and then when he doesn't, I'm going to punish him.
And you think that bad.
More.
And this is all good for you. This is you working on relationships. Nick, your baby coming back home this week.
My baby. Oh, wait. Sorry. I didn't mean to sing so loud.
Your baby's always back. Out of town. I wonder what's going on out of town.
I don't want to talk about it.
That's the last one.
Yes.
Now, you saw how that woman... Ain't no way in the world I'll let no woman come up to my arcade and pull me by my ear. That ain't gonna happen.
What a mess.
This is another one. This is how angry girlfriends and wives, this is when you know they're angry. This is from X. Young woman, no, I'm sorry. No, that's the wrong one. This is from Rumble. This is how you know when your wife is upset. From Rumble. Husband show 4 signs that your wife is mad at you. Watch this.
It reads, 4 signs that she's mad. She increases her speed by 100%.
She doesn't even wait for him.
Her strength increases by 500%. She's really strong.
She don't need your help.
Her ability to ignore increases by 1,000%.
Whoa, you want some ground turkey? You want to get some ground turkey? Whoa. Quina.
Her love for me is 0%.
Don't touch me.
Flabbergasted.
That is so true and so funny.
Even if it's not real, it's like imitating like a real thing. Yeah.
The real deal. That was so perfect.
Yeah, that's true though.
I think they look like they're really married.
I know. They look married.
They may know from the face.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Either married or been living together for a long time. Amazing.
Is this stuff surprising for you to see when you watch this? Like, in comparison to what you're familiar with?
In comparison to what I grew up with, this is night and day. This was not going on that I was aware of when I was growing up. This is all new.
Like, not even with the angry wife, like, you know, speeding up, storming off, ignoring you.
I don't. Now, if I think of one, I'll let you know, but I don't remember women acting like this growing up. I don't know why, but it was not like this.
Yeah.
Growing up.
Like, if they dealt with it, it wasn't in this way.
Right.
Yeah.
It was kept behind closed doors, number one. Yeah. And it was between them two and not the whole family. Or the neighborhood.
And
or
when they were in public.
Or TikTok.
Or TikTok, anyone.
When they were amongst their friends or amongst their family, did they get along even if they had issues?
Ain't no way you'd have known that they were mad.
Yeah, yeah.
It wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. It wouldn't have been showing all over their body and face.
And there wouldn't be no acting out. And...
Yeah. That's interesting, because they could be mad at each other, but it wouldn't. They knew how to conduct themselves properly.
It was the way you carried yourself.
Yeah, that's interesting.
This is out of control now. This is ridiculous.
It let everything hang out.
Everything, all out of the streets and everywhere. It don't matter. They have no self-respect.
I wonder where that started. I wonder how that. I mean, it had to have been the internet.
I think it started with the women's movement. When they start fighting for their freedom, and it has grown into that.
But what made them, could be true, but like what made them feel okay with letting it all hang out? That's what I'm wondering.
Like the way it is now?
Yeah, like,
the worse you
not
get,
be ashamed.
Once you, the more you get into evil, you lose shame.
Oh, yeah.
Evil has no shame.
And then everybody started accepting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they put name on, I'm being myself.
Yeah.
I do what I want.
Yeah.
That's what Satan made you lie about your actions.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, accept it as, that's just who I am, so yeah. I'm going to let it be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like my body, my choice. I'm going to kill the man, baby. That's another lie from evil. It's a stone lie from evil that is their body, their choice. But they have gotten away with sin and the move, and Satan said, okay, you can do that.
Yeah.
Your body. Your choice. Never mind, it's the baby that they're killing.
And everybody else agrees with it, and they do it. Yeah, except it.
And then the government and everyone steps in to help you stay in your hell.
But inch by inch,
yeah.
Right, over time, it just...
It get worse.
Yeah.
That's why you have to get rid of evil, and then good grows. Because if you don't get rid of evil, it's only evil grows.
Yeah, it's like you can't give evil an inch because it'll take a mile. And you can't also serve like try to serve the feelings of it, of certain things.
Right.
Because when you do that, then they end up wanting more and not being happy about what you're
doing. 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
You bring her flowers home on Monday, you better bring another one next Monday.
So, but
she's going to be waiting at the door for him. And if you don't, attitude.
But what if, like...
You're like, are you mad? I ain't mad. What would be mad about?
What if, like, at the right moment, your wife been working hard, she been doing her thing, and just been... exceptional wife status, and you bring her some flowers. That's okay. No?
No.
Why not?
Never bring them when she's expecting them.
No, I'm talking about when, like, she just been, and out of nowhere, you just want to just bring them because she just been working.
That
so
ain't
hard.
Never happen.
What do you mean? That never She's never going to work hard?
No. What do you think about my glasses?
They like racist cop.
What?
It's like a racist cop vibe. Like black supremacists.
How can that be racist cop? I don't even know what that means. A cool cop.
Who got you this?
Anna.
I hate
that. Was at the meet Sunday.
I don't know if I've met Anna.
She was a new lady that was sitting in the back counter with another woman.
And the woman didn't want to talk. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, from last week.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. She brought you those?
She was at the fellowship.
Nah, I'm glad everybody brings you stuff. Don't bring me nothing.
Don't be jealous.
Amazing. No, they're pretty cool. They're pretty
cool.
Yeah,
I like them.
Yeah.
It's funny. I can see out of them. But you would think I can't with all the flag and stuff.
You can't see the flag from the eyes or it's just dim?
I kind of see the flag, but I don't see it. It's not preventing me from seeing it clear.
That's pretty cool.
Maybe, though.
Can I borrow?
Black people love to borrow. If they don't want to borrow sugar, they want to borrow your things. Amazing. Thank you, Anna. Nice. Okay.
There's more?
No, that's it.
Oh, okay.
I got to go to the phone call. Right. How come your eyes are so red? You
today?
You been like drinking?
No, today is red.
Are you like a drunk at night?
I live a whole different life. Last night I went to sleep late. I went to sleep late.
What?
I went to sleep late last night.
Why?
I went to the skating rink.
What?
I love the skating rink. I always go.
You went to the skating rink last night?
And it was so fun.
You were skating?
Skating, yeah.
Aren't you too old to skate?
Uh-uh.
How about you fall and break a bone? Old people, when they fall, they break bones.
I did fall a few times, but...
You hurt yourself?
No, because I'm too good.
So you were skating.
So fun.
That's why your eyes are red?
Well, yeah, because I got it. Wow, Nick.
What do you got? What do you do?
He played that like...
For the comedic timing. Jesse looked over. When he looked over like that, I was like,
we're going to break two quick things. Yeah, I went to bed late, so that's when my eyes were out. I was like, I won't stay too long because I got it. But then it was so fun, so I stayed longer. But my second thing, is it just as bad that if I go to a skating rink as that guy playing in the arcade?
No, not really.
Okay.
I want to say yes, but no. Exercise, you exercise.
Yeah.
You're having fun.
Okay.
You are, were you smoking pot while you're skating? So how can skating make your eyes red?
Because I got to sleep late.
The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Okay, we believe it, Joel.
I know.
You went to bed late. That's why you asked that way. Back in a moment.
Are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? When I realize it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't, if you have no love, you have nothing.
Okay, folks, welcome back. Real fast, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. And then from 9 to 11, James Hake, the guy with the good hair, he's on fire. Have you been listening to shows lately? Wow. At 9 a.m. from 9 to 11, the Hake Report. And then at 11, Joel Friday TV. He Black, Mending Relationships, Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And then at 12, at 4 p.m., The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby was at 12 one time, and then on Friday at 4, but now he put the whole thing together, and it's every day, Monday through Friday, at 4 p.m. Pacific time. The American Anchor Baby. At 4 p.m. You don't want to miss it. All right? The American Anchor Baby. Let me go quickly to the phones. I'm gonna go to Nicholas out of Sweden. Heard around the world by everybody. And baby mama, if you're black. If you're white, everybody and their mama. Nicholas, a first-time call out of Sweden. Nicholas, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you so much, Jesse. Hello.
Oh, hey,
thank you for the call.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling.
Yes. So I have a couple of questions, but mainly the first one is about anxiety, insecurity, and balding. I am soon 24 years old, and I think I'm being perceived as a far right maybe Nazi because I'm very bald, and Sweden is very leftist and feminist, and I don't know if that's all in my head or if I'm just, you know, if I have valid reasons for being anxious about being bald at a young age, you know.
Well, the one thing I can tell you about that, without a doubt, your feelings of anxiety and fear and insecurity, whatever you say you're feeling, is inside of you. and it has nothing to do with what others are thinking about you. You are already that way. You were traumatized as a kid. And once you became angry, all those spirits took over your mind and body. So, but the devil is telling you, well, it's because you're bald and you look like a Nazi or you're this, you're that. He's lying to you. You were already that. It's inside of you. If you overcome the anger, then you can overcome all those things as well. They will have to disappear.
That's great to hear. I've been struggling with anxiety, social anxiety, for maybe all my life, and also suicidal thoughts in different periods of my life.
Yeah.
And I've listened to you for the last couple or 2 weeks, maybe. And I forgave my mother 2 days ago.
What did she say?
She started to cry a little, and she kept saying, "You're forgiven," to me. And then I just asked, "Why are you saying that?" And then she said, I'm forgiving you for everything that you are saying.
What the?
Yeah, so it was a bit weird. Like, I was doing something wrong for forgiving her for, you know, cheating on my, you know, father and killing my sibling. Because she has broken my heart a couple of times in my life. And but I finally forgave her. But she didn't really receive it that well.
That's because she's evil.
Yeah.
But that's okay. She doesn't need to. When you forgave her, God forgave you.
Yeah.
And you're going to be fine if you now you are you doing the silent prayer?
Unfortunately not.
Well, no. I recommend you start doing that now, so that now that God has changed your anger, your heart from anger to love, the light of God is now going to shine on the imagination, on the thoughts and the feelings. And you're going to see that you're possessed in the mind. This thing that you call insecurity, this thing that you call depression or suicidal thoughts are all spirits. They're evil spirits that has made a home in you when you became angry at your mother. And they are the ones that are making you think and feel the way. It's not you. And it's not from God. It's an illusion out of evil because it want to live in you. It's making you think that is you.
All right. Okay.
So you want to stay present and just watch those thoughts and stop calling them you. Stop identifying with them. They are not you. They are not your emotions. It's enough for you to see it, so that the light will destroy the darkness, and you'll be free of all demons after a while if you stay with it.
All right.
Isn't that amazing? I want you to think about this. There are thoughts that come to you to tell you that you need to take your own life. Now, you know you have to be possessed, because you would never tell yourself, "I'm going to take my life." Well, you know what I'm saying? You would never say that or do that to yourself. I know someone who committed suicide 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they shot themselves in the head. And he did it partly because his wife left him, and he wanted his wife back so bad. It was other reasons, too. But he wanted his wife back, and she would not come back. And he was like, yearning for her, yearning to want her really bad. He ended up, the devil told him, "You might as well kill yourself." And he believed it, and he took his own life.
That's, I'm sorry to hear that for the first part, but that's a little similar to me, because a lot of the reasons for why I had suicidal thoughts was because I never really got over my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Of five. We broke up. I broke up with her, actually, around 5 years ago. And then a little later, 1 year later, I came back to her, but she already was living with another guy. And my it broke me. And now I she texted me this year, actually, and we got in touch. But she always flaked out on, you know, meeting up and so on. But I realized that she was just playing me, you know.
Yes.
She was lying.
Absolutely. And you want to get over her. The best way to get over any situation at all, I promise you this. This is so cool, too. I promise you this. You want me to tell you how to get over any situation?
Yeah.
Let go of the memories. Don't think about it.
How do I do that?
Like with your ex-girlfriend, don't think about her anymore. And when the thoughts come, because the thoughts are straight out of hell, when they come, let them pass. Don't hold on to the thoughts. It's a psychological thing. It's not real. You don't feel that way about it. You have memories of her, and then the emotions will come, and you would think that you love her. You still want her. You want to be with her. It's not true. It's just a thought about what it was like. Because the relationship was never real anyway. It was fake. But the memories make you think you lost something and you didn't.
When you say it was fake, what do you mean?
It was never love. It was never, she never loved you and you never loved her. It was all ego feelings. It was all thrills because you have the anger toward your mother and you're trying to look for something to cover up the empty feelings. The lost feelings. It's no different than taking a drink when you feel lonely or when you feel angry or when you feel something, you hit a joint or you go to a party, you do something to feel better. It's the same thing when you get a woman in your life or the woman get the man and they say they love one another. They don't love it well. They're still empty. That's why when that love thing starts to fade away, the emptiness come back to the forefront. And then you fight to try to get something else to make you feel better. You never loved her, and she never loved you.
Yeah, yeah.
So get rid of, don't fall for the memories about what you had with her, and you'll be done with her. It'll be over.
I've been thinking about forgiving her through text or through a phone call. Do you think I should do that?
Forgiving her for what?
Or saying I'm sorry as well, saying I'm sorry for resenting her.
I recommend you move over to life. You're forgiving your mother. You're forgiving your father too, right?
No, I want to forgive my father.
Why?
I haven't had a good opportunity to do that, but this week I think I will forgive my father.
Okay, yeah, forgive your father. Move on, because the devil wants you to get in touch with this girl in order to deceive you, to make you think you want her, and you're going to try to get her back. And all you're doing is bringing hell back into your life.
Yeah, yeah.
You're never going to work with you and her.
I know that. She's liberal and feminist, and I'm very conservative.
Well, that's not the reason. That is added to the reason, but the reason is not going to happen because you're looking for something on the outside of you to try to make you feel better. To have peace. And peace can only come from God.
Yeah. Do you recommend... I've not deleted any photos yet. And I have blocked her on social media, but not her phone number. Do you recommend me doing that?
Absolutely. Because the devil is already tempting you. Oh, test her to say you're sorry. Test her to do that. Get rid of... Wipe her out as though she never existed.
Yeah.
Meaning that erase her from your memories and erase her from your phone. Leave no room for the devil.
Yeah. The problem is that I used to be a, you know, photographer and I filmed cinematic music videos and that kind of stuff.
Right.
So I've taken good artistic photos of her that I don't want to delete because of the artistic value.
Is she the only one you have?
No, but many of them are of her.
Do what you want, but I recommend, because you're not over her egotistically, you're not over her, I recommend you let it go. Because you're not strong enough to look at her picture and not feel something.
Mm. Okay.
And then, and again, go take some more pictures. Don't you have a whole bunch of pictures?
Yeah, I have, but...
Is she the best one on the thing?
What?
Is she the best one on the picture? Is she the best picture you ever taken?
No.
Well, then dump it.
But they are very good.
It's up to you. If you want to hold on to it, go ahead, but I wouldn't recommend it. But if you want to, you think you're strong enough to move on, then do it, but it's up to you.
All right.
Did you say your mother killed your sibling?
Yeah, I meant abortion. So, this summer she told me that she got an abortion when I was 1 year old, and I've always been, since I became Christian, a serious Christian, I've always said, like, abortion is super wrong, yada, yada, yada. But she only told me that for the first time in July, I think. And that broke me. I've been very sad for my sibling.
Why?
That is, I've been grieving.
Why?
I don't know, because it's a terrible thing.
Why?
Well, I thought about the life that he or she could have and the memories we would have together. And
but you don't know that. Those are just thoughts.
Yeah. And then killing is, of course, wrong. And to kill your own child is...
Which is wrong? Which is worse, for your mother to abort the baby or for you to be angry at your mother for aborting the baby? Which is worse?
Yeah. The thing is, my parents don't recognize that they killed a child. They are new age.
Which is worse? That your mother aborted the baby. How many did she abort?
As far as I know, one.
Which is worse, for your mother to abort the child or for you to be angry at your mother for aborting the child?
To abort the child.
Why you say that?
Because that is killing an innocent life and your own child.
But to judge her for it is murder too. Anyone that has anger is a murderer.
All right. All right.
So to be angry at your mother for doing that makes you worse than her, because your mother is not her. She doesn't know something else is driving her. And you're judging her, and so you're worse than your mother for aborting the baby. And all your tears are in vain. They're just thrills. It makes you feel good and holy because you're boohooing over a mother killing a child that you know nothing about, and you just have thrills. It doesn't even make sense. You have crying over an aborted baby. That doesn't even make sense. But you're judging because you think abortion is murder, and I guess can't believe that I'm a Christian, and she killed a child. I can't believe that. You're judging your mother. You are a murderer.
Yeah, I've been struggling with that maybe a large part of my life, judging other people, and...
You're evil.
Yeah, I know. and also being afraid of being judged by other people.
And that's why you're afraid, because whenever... You can't get around it, no way around it. When you judge others, you're judging yourself. You're bringing that upon yourself. Ain't no way around it.
Yeah. Nowadays, I'm so disgusted by the, you know, modern culture and for example, women dressing so very
you're still judging.
And so on. Yeah, I know, but how do you get over that?
Stop judging. Your disgust is your nature. You should be disgusted at your evil nature.
Yeah.
You think you're holy and better than everyone else, but you're miserable. So here's what you do. Do the silent prayer. Watch those thoughts so that God will change your nature from anger, which is of the devil, to love.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean you're going to agree with all what the world is doing, but you're going to understand why they're doing it and what's going on, and that way you won't judge them for it.
Okay.
But you think you're better than them and you're worse than them because you're the judge. You're judging. And that's why you have the suicidal thoughts, the anger, the insecurity, all the stuff, because you're judging. You're worshiping the devil. So I want you to encourage you, Nicholas, to do the silent prayer. You know what, how, and go to rebuildingaman.com/prayer, right?
I haven't done that, but I will.
Okay, go to rebuildingaman.com. Take your eyes off everybody and watch what's going on in your mind and emotions and let it pass. And then you'll be able to see what's going on. You won't agree with it, but you won't judge him either.
All right.
And then your suicidal thoughts and your insecurities and your bald head, everything will disappear. You'll be free.
All right. Thank you so much. Do you mind if I ask another question?
Real fast, because of time.
Yeah. So I just started university today for the first time. I'm studying philosophy.
How old are you?
I'm 23, soon 24.
Okay, but you're how old now?
23, but 24 in a week.
No, but how old are you today?
23.
How come whenever I ask people how old are they, they tell me how old they gotta be? But go ahead.
Yeah. So it's not for any work purpose for the future. I'm not going to use that degree in the future, just for myself, for understanding the world and being able to reason and so on. But I'm wondering if that's a waste of time.
Are you working? You have a job and everything?
No, I just started university today.
Oh, as long as, I mean, why don't you have a job? Now you're 23. Why don't you have a job?
I used to, but I'm in. I'm in school right now, and
you can't work and go to school.
I can.
Why don't you
I
do
will
that?
Probably get. Yeah.
Are you living at home with your mother?
No.
Oh, so who paid for your school?
It's pretty much free here in Sweden, except that you have to take a loan for the living expenses.
Really?
No,
there's nothing wrong with you going to school as long as you don't get a false identity from it, and it's just something you want to do. But I highly recommend you get a job, too, so you can develop and grow your independence by working and taking care of yourself.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm going to go to trade school probably in January.
Nice. Yeah. So make sure you work and go to school and have fun.
All right. Thank you so much, Jesse.
Call me again. Amazing call. Stop judging your mother. You've forgiven her and your father. Forgive him. And then come out of those thoughts. Watch those thoughts and let them pass. And stop judging so you can be free, all right?
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
All right. Let me know how it goes.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
All right. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on DLive.tv/JLP Talk, /Jesse Lee Peterson, Aries 1 gave a Ninjagini very generous. He says, Jesse, do you believe in God's grace? Don't ask who's that, like it's a girl's name or something. Whew. Whew, emoji.
Who is grace?
It's a yes or no question, Jesse.
Oh.
Do you believe in God's grace?
His grace is sufficient for me. I do. Yes, I do. Thank you.
Greenwald, two coffees. I watched your full percentage per performance, appearance, I mean, on the Donahue show. Phil Donahue, rest in peace. After they played the clip yesterday, man, nothing has changed since 1990. Jesse wearing a tie with legs open wide. Alpha male. Communist book publisher with no tie and legs crossed. Beta. Traditional black family woman with feminists trying to pull her away. Divide and conquer.
Amazing. Check out that Donahue show that I was on when I first started out, by the way. I'm very young. Go to rebuildingaman.com.
Donnie Girl's idea with some rumble rants. If the earth were flat, why do clouds move in both directions at the same time? Wind blows one way and earth is turning the other way.
I rest my case.
Quote is, it sounds right.
I rest my case, you're right.
Quote it, if it sounds right. Earth is round because flat isn't possible.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Communists, as in AKA useless idiots, referring to communists. Communists. Kamala communists. Thank you.
Thank you.
Also on Cash App, Ismael says the silent prayer is amazing. Stay with it.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Stan 69, JLP finally got a rifle holster. Amazing. What the cowboy emoji.
That's what I'm talking about. Amazing. Thank you.
Reese Niederbear with the diamond answer to the biblical question.
What's going on Earth?
Ship them back to Mommy Africa. I don't know. That's a biblical question to answer. But.
Sound interesting. Thank you.
Cactus Eater Bear with a diamond. Don't have expectations about anything. It's amazing.
Really? If you really don't have any expectation, folks, that's another lie that's been given to you. Let all expectations go. Who's on fire, Derek? You haven't answered yet. Okay.
Okay, Mike Young and Sion bought a couple of coffees. Mike Young says, hey, Jesse, as you probably know by now, it is that you are on the verge of World War III, and I'm sure people at the DNC can see that, but why do you think the Democrat voters would vote for Kamala Harris anyway?
I ain't on the verge of war. What are you talking about? Who said that?
Mike Young.
I don't know what you mean, Mike. Let me know. Thank you.
Trump can bring us back to peace. Kamala will not lead to anyone to peace.
But I'm not on the verge of a war.
Yeah, I know. I'm with
you. Maybe that's a typo.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
See on C, the current situation of the world is something else, but I just think, thought bubble emoji. Like you say, human beings have a wicked heart and they don't even need Satan's help. He just sits back and watches.
Amazing.
Love you. Wish my second boo well and to get well soon.
Is he sick?
Apparently, maybe.
Your man's sick. When my master say he's sick, I say, yes, master, we sick. Thank you, Sion. I do wish him well.
Shout out to Aries 1, Cactus Eater Bear, Reese Eater Bear, and Stan 69, and Games for Rec, and Taking Care of Business. Thank you guys for the support on the D-Live crew. And that's all for now.
Thank you all very, very much. I'm so out of time. Jay from Canada. Rick called back. Lord have mercy, Rick. I tried to get you. You didn't answer. Ray, a first-time caller out of New Jersey. Austin, a first-time caller out of Florida. And Hawaii, Brandy. I am so out of time. Call me tomorrow. Manhood. I'm out of time. Have a good day. Get on the strut and stay. Bye. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony.